How to tell stories that keep people engaged. Storytelling is one of the oldest and most powerful tools of human communication. From ancient cave paintings to modern podcasts, stories have always shaped how people connect, learn, and remember. In today's fast-paced world where attention spans are short and distractions are constant, the ability to tell engaging stories isn't just a creative skill, it's a professional advantage. Whether you're a business leader, public speaker, marketer, or simply someone who wants to connect more deeply with others, knowing how to tell stories that keep people engaged can transform the way your audience listens and responds. In this article, we'll explore the art and science of storytelling, breaking down practical strategies you can use to capture attention, maintain interest, and leave a lasting impact. Why storytelling matters in communication. Stories are far more than entertainment. They are mental frameworks that help people process information and attach meaning to it. Neuroscience research shows that stories activate multiple areas of the brain, making people not only hear the words but also visualize, feel, and emotionally experience them. Unlike raw data or abstract ideas, stories anchor information into relatable human experiences. When you tell a story effectively, you're not just transmitting facts, you're creating a shared journey. This journey keeps listeners hooked, builds emotional connection, and makes your message memorable long after the conversation ends. Whether you're pitching an idea, teaching a lesson, or giving a presentation, stories allow you to influence hearts and minds in ways that logic alone cannot. The core elements of an engaging story. At the heart of every captivating story are a few essential ingredients. Without them, even the most imaginative tales can feel flat or forgettable. Here are the key elements you need to master. 1. A strong hook. Your story must begin with something that immediately captures attention. This could be a surprising fact, a thought-provoking question, or a vivid description that sparks curiosity. Think of the hook as your opening handshake. If it's weak, your audience may not commit to the rest of the journey. 2. Relatable characters. People connect with people, not abstract concepts. Your characters, whether real or fictional, should be relatable, flawed, and human. An audience engages more deeply when they can see themselves in the struggles and triumphs of the characters. 3. Conflict and tension. No great story exists without conflict. It's the tension between what is and what could be that drives the narrative forward. Conflict doesn't have to mean violence or drama, it can be internal struggles, business challenges, or difficult decisions. What matters is that there's a problem the audience wants to see resolved. 4. Resolution and transformation. The payoff of every story is the resolution, the moment when conflict is addressed, and transformation takes place. Audiences feel satisfied when they see growth, change, or a valuable lesson. Without resolution, the story feels unfinished and unsatisfying. 5. A clear message or theme. An engaging story always delivers more than entertainment, it conveys meaning. What should your audience learn, feel, or do after hearing your story? Defining this message beforehand ensures your story resonates with purpose. Techniques to keep your audience engaged. Crafting a strong story is only half the challenge, the way you tell it determines whether people lean in or tune out. Below are proven techniques to maximize engagement. Use vivid imagery and sensory detail. Paint pictures with your words. Describe not just what happened but how it looked, sounded, smelled, or felt. When you appeal to the senses, you activate the imagination of your listeners, pulling them into your world rather than leaving them as passive observers. Pace the story for impact. Pacing is everything. Move too slowly and you risk losing attention, move too fast and your story lacks depth. Effective storytellers build rhythm, slowing down during dramatic moments, pausing for effect, and speeding up during action sequences. The right pace mirrors the emotional flow of the narrative. Incorporate dialogue. Dialogue brings stories to life by showing instead of telling. Instead of saying, "He was nervous," demonstrate it with dialogue. I don't think I can do this," he whispered, his voice trembling. Dialogue makes characters real and adds immediacy. Use suspense and curiosity gaps. Audiences stay engaged when they feel compelled to find out what happens next. Strategically create curiosity gaps by raising questions early in the story that are answered later. Suspense doesn't require drama, it can be as simple as holding back the resolution until the right moment. Keep it authentic. Audiences can sense when a story is forced or exaggerated. Authenticity is more compelling than perfection. Share real struggles, admit vulnerabilities, and avoid overpolishing your narrative. Truthful stories resonate more deeply than fabricated ones. Storytelling structures that work. Professional storytellers often rely on tried and true frameworks to guide their narratives. Here are some of the most effective structures. The Hero's Journey. One of the most popular storytelling structures, the hero's journey involves a character leaving their comfort zone, facing challenges, learning lessons, and returning transformed. This model is timeless because it mirrors the human experience of growth and struggle. The three-act structure. This classic format divides a story into three parts: setup, introducing characters and conflict, confrontation, challenges and escalation, and resolution, climax and transformation. The simplicity of this structure makes it perfect for speeches, business presentations, or written content. The mountain structure. Unlike the three-act model, the mountain structure builds tension in a step-by-step fashion, with each challenge leading to a bigger one until the climax. This approach works well for motivational talks and business storytelling, where struggles progressively intensify. The story spine. Used by Pixar writers, the story spine provides a simple framework: once upon a time, every day, but one day, because of that, until finally. This formula creates natural progression and ensures your story flows logically from setup to resolution. Adapting storytelling for different contexts. The way you tell a story should adapt depending on the audience and platform. Here's how to apply storytelling across different contexts. Storytelling in business and leadership. Leaders who use storytelling inspire trust, motivate teams, and drive vision. Instead of presenting raw data, frame numbers within a story about real people, challenges, and outcomes. This makes complex information easier to digest and more persuasive. Storytelling in marketing. Consumers don't buy products, they buy stories. Effective marketing campaigns focus on narratives that align with customer values and aspirations. Case studies, testimonials, and brand origin stories are all powerful ways to engage audiences. Storytelling in public speaking. Public speaking thrives on stories because they create emotional connection. Whether giving a keynote, a TED-style talk, or a corporate presentation, stories should serve as anchors that illustrate your key message. Storytelling in everyday conversations. You don't need a stage to use storytelling. In casual conversations, sharing short but impactful stories helps you build rapport, communicate values, and make your ideas stick. Common storytelling mistakes to avoid. Even great ideas can fall flat when storytelling mistakes creep in. Here are pitfalls to steer clear of. Too much detail, overloading with irrelevant information slows momentum and dilutes impact. No clear point, if your audience doesn't know why the story matters, they'll disengage. Overcomplication, simple stories with clear arcs are more effective than complex tangles of subplots. Monotone delivery, even the best story loses power without vocal variety, energy, and expression. How to practice and improve your storytelling skills. Storytelling is a craft that improves with deliberate practice. Here's how to develop it. Collect stories, build a personal library of stories from your life, your work, and your environment. Everyday experiences often carry powerful lessons. Record yourself, practice telling stories out loud and record them. Analyze your pacing, tone, and clarity. Seek feedback, share stories with trusted peers and ask how they felt during different moments. Study great storytellers, watch TED Talks, comedians, or leaders who use stories well. Analyze their techniques. Refine and rehearse, don't memorize word for word, but know your structure, key moments, and emotional beats. Conclusion. Learning how to tell stories that keep people engaged is one of the most valuable skills you can master. Stories are more than entertainment, they're vehicles of influence, empathy, and change. They can turn dry information into unforgettable lessons, transform strangers into allies, and inspire people to take action. Whether you're leading a team, selling an idea, or simply connecting with friends, storytelling is the bridge that carries your message into the hearts and minds of others. By mastering hooks, characters, conflict, and delivery, you can ensure your stories don't just inform, but truly captivate.